In this bulletin, Victoria records 73 new coronavirus cases and 41 deaths. COVID-19 case numbers skyrocketing in India, and the Noosa Triathlon cancelled because of coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed 73 new coronavirus cases and 41 deaths, 33 of those occurring prior to yesterday, and 8 of those deaths occurred in the last 24 hours. Mr. Andrews says that on September 6, details of a roadmap to ease the restrictions will be announced. He says it's too early to announce the exact details of the roadmap now, with another week's data critical to formulating a strategy.
Now, there will be a number of key principles, and as I foreshadowed yesterday, we will be engaging from later on this afternoon, adding to the enormous number of meetings and discussions that have been held with business, with unions, with community groups over these last 6 months, and certainly quite intensively in recent times.
The federal government has announced more than $560 million to boost the aged care sector. It includes extended financial support for facilities, payments to encourage staff to work at one site, and funding for families to take care of relatives at home when they take breaks from residential care. The Health Services Union, which represents aged care workers, says $20 billion is needed over the next 4 years to lift the quality of care. And the Council on the Ageing says overall staffing levels need to increase. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the funding will help the sector tackle the challenges of COVID-19.
We are seeing in Victoria an agonising loss. So this will help Victoria continue to fight that. It will help us continue to fight that and to protect our older Australians with every fibre of our being.
New South Wales aged care residents could be able to receive visitors for Father's Day this Sunday if COVID-19 transmission remains low. The state has reported 10 new cases, four of which were locally acquired and linked to the CBD cluster. New South Wales Health issued an alert last week, strongly advising against aged care visits until the 12th of September. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's possible the advice may be relaxed in time for the celebration.
To date, given the number of transmissions has been lower than expected, Health may very well revise their advice in relation to Father's Day and aged care. And that's why we always say the health advice is evolving. We are in a pandemic and it's important for us to take one step at a time.
India has broken the world's record for the largest daily increase in COVID-19 cases as it prepares to lift restrictions next month. The country has registered nearly 79,000 new infections and almost 1,000 deaths. Ayush Mittal, a doctor working at a COVID-19 isolation centre, is concerned testing rates are dropping as the disease becomes taboo in India.
In the Indian scenario, people are treating this less as a medical condition and more as a social taboo. So people are just not getting tested. If one person is found to be COVID-19 positive, then the other six in his house are also positive. But when that one person goes out in society and finds out that people are almost treating him as untouchable, then others don't get tested due to fear of similar treatment. But they are also positive, and when they go out they infect others also.
A new report reveals more than 2,000 Australians die every year from a drug overdose, the majority of which are accidents. The annual overdose report by the Pennington Institute shows that in 2018, around 75% of fatal drug overdoses were unintentional. Most of the deaths involved opioids, stimulants, and the use of multiple substances at the same time. 400 more Australians died from an overdose than on the road, and 70% of the victims are men. And in sport, the Noosa Triathlon, which was planned to start in October, has been cancelled due to coronavirus concerns. More than 13,000 people were expected to compete in the Queensland sporting event, which is the world's biggest Olympic distance triathlon. Organisers were forced to cancel after the local council banned events of 500 or more people until at least February next year. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers easing, 17. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, morning frost tomorrow, then partly cloudy, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Much the same in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 19. Brisbane, a possible shower, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.